Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. Amapelas Chaticha. A wound as a miscarriage of Chaticha has the flesh. In Yesh, about Yima Dam Tameh, if there's blood, if blood accompanies the Chaticha Tameh, Vimlav Tahiros. What's the Dam? Dam over here is Mishim Marashim, is Mishim Nidil. What's the Chishos of Mishim Niladis? A woman who gives birth.
Or it could be Ziva. It could be Dam Ziva. Be
so what's the difference between Dam Nida between Dam Leda? There's no chilek. Is there a chilek? Maybe there's a lamshul chilek. Dam Leda, a woman gives birth. She's stomach for 7 days. If she gives birth to in the cave, she's stomach for 14 days. That's called Dam Leda. Dam Leda is a different type of blood. It's a different halacha. Over here in Chedivis of Nachaticha, a piece of flesh. Im Yeshima Dam Temeya. Over here, Savash over here says Im Yeshima Dam Temeya Misham Nida. This is not called the Leda. This is not called the birth. Therefore, this is not going to be called Dam. This is not called Dam Leda. Dam Leda has a different din.
She has no Yimei Tahara afterwards.
Okay, right, exactly. But there's more. There's still even more. Even the Dmei Tumah is going to be a different type of Tumah. Okay, you have to go into the Sugis of Tumah.
Karbonus.
Mishta Zel Bazach. The Dam Leda, well, Karbonus, that comes later on. That's much, much later on. Much later on. So, Nechanami, right over here.
It's connected.
Oh, okay, fine. Nechanami. So over here, she's going to be a Nidim. Im Yeshem Adam Tameh Vim Lav Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Ben Yachman Kach Tameh, it makes no difference. Even if there is no Dam, we automatically assume that there's going to be, we assume over here that there's going to be blood inside, mixed inside, even though she does not see it. Okay? Okay, no crumbling, please. Okay, no crumbling. No crumbling. I can't think.
Rashi says, Vim Lav Torah.
Yeah, the lav leda, he's a leda. The iha leda, havi b'loy dam nami tameh. If it's a leda, okay. If it's a leda, even without any blood, since it's kimei nidas the vaysa titma.
And shili b'loy.
Angel b'loy v'lat. But you don't need. It can be a dry birth. If a woman has a dry birth, automatically she's stomach for 7 days and 33 days of tahara for a zohar.
What do you mean? How do you know if it's a zohar in the cave?
How do you know you can tell?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Then you're right.
Mass, you don't know.
If you're right. If you don't know, so therefore you have to be machmer 14 days of
tumah. There's no kulu that comes out of that.
It'd be interesting to ask an OBGYN if there's ever been a dry birth with no blood comes out by a birth. It almost sounds like I'm saying pass it over.
You have to ask someone who knows it. You're right. You have to ask someone. You're right. Okay, we got to go bring the OBGYN in. We have any OBGYNs to bring it over here to the shir? Okay, weiter. So therefore, Vim Latter, Rabbi Ben Yach Ben Kach Tameh makes no difference to Ben Kach Ben Kach Tameh next. Makes no difference. The woman is going to be Ben Kach Ben Kach Tameh. She's going to be Tameh. And the Gemara is going to explain why next. And Apelles come in Klipa. A woman has a miscarriage, a Klipa. What's a Klipa? Ask Rabbi Shur. A Klipa is a shell.
I mean, that's the same kind of Klipas. Those are different types of Klipas.
Yeah, who says? Whatever it is. A Klipa. I'm a Klipa. Okay, a klipa.
Yeah.
Kamin sa'ara. So what's sa'ara?
Yeah,
it looks like here. Okay, so klipa is a shell. I don't have no idea what this kind of shell over here is. In the Kiddush here, in the Mesifta, it says over here, Akim klipa, aduma, it's red. Akim tsu, it doesn't even translate what it is over here. Okay, fine. Kamin klipa, kamin sa'ara, kamin ofar, like earth, kamin yavchushin, and yavchushin means gnats, little insects. Adumim. So what is Allah? The Allah over here is Tata Lamayim. You shall take these things, but you do a test. You do the melting test. Okay? The special scientific test. Im nimaychu temeya. If these things melt, then it's an indication that really it's not a klipa, it's not a sar, it's blood that is congealed, that has taken on the tsura of a klipa, a sa'ara, or a yav, or offer, or yav chushin. Vimlav, let's say it does not melt. That means that's the real deal. It's really sa'ar, it's a klipa, it's really yavchushin, it's really something else. And therefore, that's the test over here is, does it dissolve? If it's blood, it will dissolve. If it's not blood, it's not going to dissolve. That's going to be the test. Next, halacha, hamapelas kamin dogim. A woman has music like fish. Chagavim lokis, shakats v'ramasim. Could be called as im yeshi, moim dam tameha, vim lav tohoira. If not tohoira, why not? Why not Rashi? Rashavia says,
It's not a leda.
Same thing that we had before. Okay, it has to be laid. Next. Now notice over here, Rabbi Yehuda does not argue. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue in this part of the Mishnah? He only argues in the case of a woman has a miscarriage. Kemin chaticha.
There's a possibility that it's a vlad. That's why.
Very
this
excited.
There's not a Vlad.
Why so excited tonight?
I'm just trying to answer your question.
Good. Okay. Good. So Leah, why not? Why not? But a person can be a little dumber. A human being can now look like a fish, like chagav and muslim. And a lot of people out there that are chagav, that are shkatzim and muslim. A lot of people there. The Gemara says no. Hamapelus kimin behemah and yimim dum to maybe we even love to hire. Next, hamapelus kimin min behemah chayyof. A woman gives birth to an animal. You hear Maisa? Baint main and non kosher.
Two-legged animals.
Better than that, baint main, baint harim, and zacher, teshel, zacher, and him, the shiva. That's mamish, a real lady. And now here is your shiloh. Let's say you don't know what it is. You cannot make a determination of the female. Then teshel, zacher, the cave of the chumus of both. 14 days of tumma. And then that by the end of 66 days, that's it. It's curtains, no more. I'm sorry. At the end of 40 days from the time of birth, it's all over. Next,
40 days. You're taking the
33. Through both. That's right.
How does it work?
You're taking 33.
Both ways. The tahar only goes until the end of day 40. No, zohar.
So day 41.
That's it.
You take blood like in the cave.
Right.
You take the chumras.
Both.
Both.
14 days of tumah. And by day 40 from Leda, it's over.
As if it will be 7 days.
The regular rule is the 33 days if she sees blood.
That's a total of 40. 33 days plus 7 days. It's a total of 40. For a female, it's 14 plus 66. It's a total of 80. Total of 80.
So even if she sees blood during those 40 days, she's
nothing.
Tahar.
100% Tahar. 100%.
Because we say it's blood from the birth.
We say whatever. That's Machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes in the two things in the Gemara. One thing in the Gemara is that we say that it's Dam Tahara. There are two different Mayonois. There are two Mayonois.
We can't tell from the color?
No, we can't tell from the color. Correct, we cannot tell. So there are two
Mayans.
There's
a difference Mayan for boy and a girl.
Whatever that means. You're right. No, yeah, no, not necessarily. Just that the Mayans are remain open, remain closed. I really don't know. And then the other Gemara Yama says no, it's the Zel Bazach, it's the same Mayan. The Gzeres HaKos, the term that said that it's Tameh, in this instance said that it's Tahar. Okay, it's a whole different world. A male and a female. Vaita. If you don't know which one this is, the Chachamim say that if it does not look like a human being, looks like an animal, even the Chai Behemoth does not come in the Tumah. Okay? So in Chaz Mishnah again, we got the Mishnah again, in Chaz Mishnah again, because Igor Yisoid is the Mishnah. Hamapeles, Chaticha, Chaticha, a shtick flesh. So what's halacha? Im yeshim adam tmeya. We assume it's a vlad. No. I take that back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I take that back. Im yeshim adam tmeya. It's a mud nazach. What's the tmeya? Nida. Tarte the sastre. If it's a chaticha, so what would you think it is? You think it's a chaticha? You would think that it's a leda. A leda. It's not dam nida. It's dam leda. Dam leda can be 14 days for a nekeva. Dam leda comes with the metahara. Right?
Right.
Well, it's not healthy to put your phone in the pocket because there's radiation in the phone. Why do you put it in your pocket? It's not good. Rabbi Shmuel told me not to
put it on vibrate.
Even so, vibrate is no good. Rabbi Shmuel told me.
Put the ring around.
There's radiation whether you like it or not. Rabbi Shmuel told me it's not healthy. A doctor. I don't know. It's a very big problem. It's a mitzias. A mitzias to keep the phone away from you.
Okay.
A phone has radiation. You put it near your heart. Doctor, you put it near your heart. It mamish affects your heart. You keep the phone away from your heart. Away from your body, away from your head. Sakana. Sakana.
So what are you supposed to do with your phone?
I don't know what you're supposed to do with your phone. I don't know. I really don't know. But don't put it on your body. At least you have to use it, but when you're sitting, don't put it in your jacket pocket where it's right opposite your heart.
It's
not a pure tefillin. No, then you're putting it near your testicles. That's also no good. So where are you supposed to put it? On the table. On the table.
I won't put it on the table because I don't want to put my phone where he keeps farm on the same table.
It's Tommy Yikra.
I'm not making a joke. I'll put a top box of tissues.
Why'd
I bring it?
I didn't bring it.
Sorry, it's even better.
Okay, it's a sakana.
It's a great feeling.
It's a gefrel chazach. It's mamish sakana. It's nefashis. Rashi told me this. Hamapelas chaticha v'im yeshim adam tamei v'im lav tamei v'im yudai mer v'im beka mikach tamei next. So the Mishnah here says that the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah here say? It says Tameya. Why? And there's a Chiddush. Dam Nida. It's Dam Nida, not Dam Leda. You hear?
There's no 7.
It's Dam Nida. No 7:14. And yet, why? Because it's a Chaticha. What do you mean Chaticha? Chaticha is Leda. None of Shach. If it's a Leda, it's not Dam Nida. If it's Dam Nida, it's not Leda. So what's going on over here? So Diva Chaticha. You see, Chaticha is a Giloy on Nida. nishta gilui on leda. Okay, you would easily make that mistake. You learned this mesechta. You go ask the average person who learns daf yomi. What is a chatich? So it's a leda. No, if it's a leda, it's then that's the second part of the Mishnah. A chatich is a gilui that it's nida.
That's not what you said at the beginning.
Well, I don't know. I made a mistake. I my whole life is a mistake.
Yeah, so remember, this
is a claim mistake.
Because I saw it, said
neither,
but I let
it go. Dvarim biyadi. Brav, kach amrav shloima.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hamapel was win klipa. Okay, a klipa, kimin sa'ara, kimin ofer, kimin yavchush nadumim. Four things. Kineged
alabonim. So that's the same
thing, same rule. A
klipa,
a sa'ara, ofer, yavchush nadumim. Four zachin, what halacha? You do the ultimate dilution, you do the ultimate melting test. Nimoch test. Totel laban. The hilika kurkavan test. The melting test. You put into water.
It's interesting. It's called mapeles. Why would it be called mapeles chaticha?
Oh.
If it's chaticha, it shouldn't be called mapeles.
If it's nida. If it's a nida,
yeah,
you're saying
it's
a
nida.
Mapeles. Gevald vikasha. Gevald vikasha. You good? I don't know the answer. I don't know. The imam is tvarim ho'im de brumash loyalam vaita. In the moyach, they melt temeya. If it melts, what is that indication? It's really, it's blood. Because a real klipa, a real sa'ara, a real yavchushim, they don't melt.
So what's your question? I need to get your question.
Why
mapeles?
Mapeles
is a connotation.
Like
it's a human being.
It's an eiffel.
It's a human being. It's
here
not.
We're talking about it's rule of
damnida. It's damnida. So therefore, the mapeles is not the correct terminology. Mapeles is a nefel. It should say Arisha. That's the roya.
It's not such a.
It is.
Bomb question. I mean,
it should say Arisha roya.
That's why it leads to people.
A shtick came out, and it was a shtick blood. You know, a massive dry
so
blood.
Wouldn't you think the question is whether it's a birth or not? Why would you think it's neither? If you say
yes, Lukasha,
you would think that.
I think yes, Lukasha. I think the grounds for impeachment here. Yes, Lukasha.
Did you watch the impeachment trial today?
No, it was on today.
Yeah.
So do they win or lose? Vaita imni moichu tmei. I don't even know those Mishnah Shalom.
No, Vaita.
Imni moichu tmei. Vimlaf tohira. And if not tohira, next mapeles kinin dagim chagavim shkotzim lemosim. Yeah. Four things. Dagim chagavim shkotzim lemosim. Im yesh imam dam tmei. There's dam tmei.
Here he says on mapeles a woman who aborts. Before he said a woman who expels and a woman who expels. By the two first two cases. Maybe that's the same word. A woman who aborts.
You're asking a kasha on an art scroll? Come on. It's like asking a kasha on the Aguda.
No, come on.
Vaita. Hamapelas can be dogging, Kagamar, Rishon, and Rosa, in my Yisrael, Mam Dam, to maybe Mav, to have the Hamapelas can be min behema, Chai, Vyoif. Over here, we go down to three. Okay? Poiche is for Heilich. Now only three. Behema, Chai, Vyoif, Bain, Tanin, Bain, Tidhorin, Im Zachar, Tesha, Vazachar, Im Nekev, Tesha, Lanekeva. Yeah,
again, but again, this is Deme Nida.
Right. No.
Yes.
Hamapeles Behema Chai V'Oif. What does Rashi say?
Kamin Dogim.
What does Rashi say? Yeshim
Amdam.
Nami Lava. I'm going to go to the first one. Oh, you're right. It's also right. Very good. Achai, therefore, when it comes over here to Dogim, it's not the Nida, not Hamapeles. Yeshim Amdam Tamei V'Yim Lav Torah. Now we finally come to human beings.
So once in Rabbi Yehuda, who argued in the first case,
does not get. I made that point. Who said that?
You did. But I said benkach tmeya in what? As what?
Benkach nida. Only nida. Nida.
He doesn't. He's for sure he not talking about.
He doesn't say that over here. It says over here.
Right. I understand. But he, where he does say tmeya, he means nida.
Yes, of course, okay. Of course. Now, here, Behuda is not giving chol. So, okay. Why does he chol by the case? Why is he chol by the case of Chaticha and not by the case, these two cases? Okay, two cases. He's not chol by the case of Klipa, Sarah, and then Ofar and the Yavchushin. And he's not chol here either. Next. Amapeles, min behema, chayav, oif, bain to main, bain to chayav, in me, imzachar, give a lazachar.
First time, right.
Adam in the one over here. This is over here. Here we're discussing what? We're discussing
now
over here. Now finally
we're
discussing over here of Leda. We're no longer discussing the sugya of Nida. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel lo itim Rabbi Yehuda elu bechaticha shel arbas minei damin. When it says in the Mishnah, it's going to be choylek that if a woman has a mapeles of a chaticha, she's automatically going to be a nida, even if there is no dam, it only applies when ella bechaticha shel arbas minei damin, when there was blood. Now, what do we hear? The chaticha itself must have a hue of one of the four colors of blood. In other words, there's no liquid. There is no fluid. There's nothing, but there is just a piece of flesh. The flesh has to have the tzura of one of the four colors of blood. But let's say there are minei damim, then tohira. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shel Arbas Min Adam Divrei HaKoltim. No, that's not the point of Machlokes. Everyone would, even the Rabbanon would agree that it would be also. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan said one time, I was Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shel Arbas Min Adam Divrei HaKoltim. Shel Shar Min Adam Divrei HaKoltim Hoira. Lo Nechalku Ella She Pila Ve'en Yodas Ma Pila. The case of his own, which we did not know what she was appealing to, the chaticha, we know that for sure, but we do not know what the chaticha is. It's lost. It was eaten by a bardalus. A bardalus came along and took it away.
It's a bardalus.
A leopard came along and took it away.
That's what
it says. Someone else says that. Therefore, we go to the roiv. Zil bas aroiv chaticha. It's aroiv chaticha shal arshel arbas minei dam hav. In the mishum mitmei and nida. Rabban Tzavi loy arminim roiv chaticha shal arbas minei dam. Rabban Tzavi loy arminim roiv chaticha shal arbas minei damim dam. Now, l'chor is a peladika machloikis. They're arguing mitzias. Okay, where in Shas, you can count on your fingers in Shas, where you have a machloikis, the mitzias, is roiv chaticha is doime to the arba minei dam. The machloek is between these two.
There's no discussion of called kavua, kemesa, mesa, called the parish muru. No, that wouldn't play.
It's not here. It's a ruba. The lesser come on. It's not in front of us. This chaticha doesn't exist.
So by ruba the lesser, what do we say? That ruba the lesser come on.
It's a ruba the lesser come on. So then, if most chatichas are doimel arba minei damim.
We can say called the parish.
We should parish. No, what parish? There's no parish. What parish? There's no parish. It's a
parish
mitzvah.
It's
not parish. That's another parish. No, parish is we have 10 stores. You have 10 stores. You can define the mekar ha'iser. Over here, you don't even know if the mekar. You can't define nothing in this case. There's nothing to define.
Well, you'd have a case where you have 10 ladies who gave birth.
Well, that's not the case here. That's not the case here. The case over here is going where a woman that was mapeles, and we do not know what she was mapeles. We do not know. So here the question over here is mitzias, do we go basa roiv or not? Now the Gemara is saying that we always go basa roiv. All the trial is the roiv, is roiv dame, what's roiv chatich, what color they look like? What's mashma? Everyone would agree that if it would be true, that roiv chaticha is still have the color of one of the four colors of blood, according to Rabbi Yochanan, should automatically be tameya. Why? Why would she be tameya? Just because it's a roiv, it's a ruba, the lesser come on, and you can be mako. Okay, you can be mako. Rabbi Shmimin is a bucky in these young. The ants, the bugs. The bugs and the lettuce, a ruba, the lesser come on. So therefore, it's not in front of us. You can't go define. The only time you have a real roiv is you have 10 stores. I can go and I can count the stores. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. None of them are not kosher. One is kosher. And the meat came out from one of the tents. It's called the parish, Meiruba parish, or Ruba de Isa Kamon. Statistics? You want to tell me statistics? That most chatichos in the Welt have a color of blood? Statistics is called the Ruba de Lesser Kamon. And there are grounds to be lenient. So you would have expected the machleksa between the two opinions would be, you're right, most chatichos are the color of blood. So what? A woman has the cheskas tahara. It's a ruba the lesser kamon going up against the cheskas tahara. Who wins? Roiv, when you want to take away chazaka is always
ruba
the most...
Chazaka, ruba adif.
Ruba v'chazaka, no, only ruba the isa kamon, not ruba the lesser kamon. Okay?
Yeah.
So therefore, chazaka, there's nothing more powerful in this world than chazaka. Remember that. A presumption, a chazaka is stark, eisenstark. A chazaka is a chazaka. Mamela, you want to go break the chazaka? All of lahavi roya. You have a roiv? Okay, very nice. You have a roiv that's a statistics? No. It doesn't work like that. It ain't work like that. So vaitov is different, but we hear that's what you would expect the machlekes here. But yet that's not the machlekes. The machlekes over here is a mashal mitzias. What color are most chatichas, and how do you explain the mitzias as a pella? Because the Gemara kimat never does this. But if chatichas shal arba shal arba, we don't have a rabbi. We don't say that. Rav Chaticha Shal Arba Midamim, Rashi says the Rabbanon, Lo Yamrinon, the Kasavri, Ein Rav Chaticha Shal Arba Midamim, the Lo Yischazak Lan Hairuba. Oh, what was that? So Rashi over here is maybe coming, if you want to read into the Rashi a little bit better, maybe Rashi saying Yisoid. Maybe Rashi over here is trying to find that it's not the MS Machlokes and Mitzias. He's saying exactly what you say, what I just told you. Well, look at the words of Rashi. Rashi starts off by telling us, the Kosari ain roiv chaticha shel arba mine damim. If we would stop right there, it's machlokes and mitzias. But Rashi says something. It's four more words, five more words. It changed the equation. The law is chazek lon high ruba. So it appears that Rashi and Nechanami is coming to the end for the kasha. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gvaldig, yeah. Rashi saying be MS. You're right. Statistics. It's roiv.
Statistics.
Statistics, how you say it?
Statistics.
Sta is the first syllable. Statistics. Statistics.
Don't get stuck on.
Don't get obsessed. OCD on statistics. The statistics are roiv. But look at the halakhic words of Rashi. The law is chazik lon hayruba. It's a ruba the lesser. Come on. You don't go boss a rub. You can't change the chazak. Married it. Good. That's the machlokes from the Rabbanon and the Halakha Rabbi Yehuda. Fragdim is really so. V'yaki also Rav Hoshaya min Harda. Also, the Anisei Masnisa b'yodei dam apelus chatich chadim red chatich or shachar black. Yeruk olivana four colors. Yeshim adam tumeya yimlav tohira. It says beferish and according to the Tintit Tanakama, even if it's red, black, or Yeruka, those are three colors that are certainly going to be Matame, but at least two for sure. Yeruka is Machlekes, Memachos, Machlekes, and the Mishnah, Yeruka is Matame, but at least two of the four for the Matame, and yet he goes on to say it's not sufficient. You still need to be the right blood. Im Yeshima Dom Temea, Vim Lav Tahira. Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Benkach, Benkach, Temea. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Benkach, Benkach, Temea. So therefore, now what's the Kasha? Kashil the Shmuel Bechada. Rabbi Yochanan Betarte. Why? Because what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the chaticha had the color of one of the had the chaticha of one of the colors of blood, it's even then Rabbi Yehuda holds it's going to become tame. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's going to be tame. And Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said Rabbi Yochanan. What would Rabbi Yochanan was really one more time. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. My bishul. I was going to dam divrei kol tame. Everyone, even the Rabbanan, agree that it's tame. So it's a kasha b'tarte, because over here the rabbanon say here the rabbanon say everyone agrees that it's going to become tohar when there's not going to be blood, and says benkach tameya, and he seems to say all around that even in a case where it does not have the color of blood, it's mamish be'ina in front of us. Even there, Rabbi Yehuda says it will become tame. But according to the Rabbi Yochanan, that's not true. That if it's in front of us, and it clearly does not have the color of blood, it's going to be tohara. So therefore, Kosher Shmuel b'chadu to Yochanan b'tarte. Will Shmuel b'chadu more follow show? De Amar Shmuel loy time Rabbi Yehuda el b'chaticha shal arbas min edama v'chadu 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 v'chadu. It says green and white. The pligi Rabbi Yehuda is going to become tame. V'chi teme ki pligi Rabbi Yehuda ad duma v'shechayra. Maybe when he attacks me, he says that's what Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue. Wait, let's take a step back. No, maybe an Echanami only to come to argue on Shechayra, Aduma of Shechayra. No, maybe an Echanami when he comes to the Gosh, come to me no matter what, it's only going on too. It can't be because Ella, Yeruka, Levon, Laman, Ketani, Law. Why then did it wasn't mentioned in the Braisa? Ilim Rabbanan, Hash, Adum, Lashachorim, Rabbanan, Yeruka, Levon, Mibaya, of course it's going to come to the Mitar. Ella, Lav, Rabbi Yehuda, he's coming over here to make a chesh, according to Rabbi, when he comes to disagree, and he says, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, it's coming all four, even on Yeruka. And according to Shmuel holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds, and it's not going to come to Meir. Upalik, the Sue.
So it's Shver and
Shmuel. now. It's shver.
He said before, "Yehuda's ma'ida is tar."
It's going to become tar. So it's shver. So another kasha. So the second kasha was Rabbi Yochanan. The Amashal Abbas Midam Direkol Tmeya. When it's for Chakatani, but it says Chakatani, but it says Aduma Shechayra. But it says over here Aduma Ushechayra, red and black. Upligi Rabbanan. Ah, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, even the Rabbanan agree that when it's going to be Shechayra and Adum, it's going to become Tumeya. V'chi Teimu, the same Mahalach Kibli Rabbanan Yirka Ulvane El Avdil B'Shchar Uloi El Adum B'Shchar Uloman Chachan Uloi Ilo Rabbi Huda Chash Yirka Ulvane Tamet Tumeya Adum B'Shchar Mibaya El Av Rabbanan Has Rabbanan Pligi. So therefore we got a big hash over here according to Shmuel's understanding. It was Shmuel's statement of two versions of Rabbi Hud, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi both Mahalchim of Rabbi Hud and Rabbi Yochanan got a bekasha. El on Nachman Yitzchak beefshal lepetichas akeret b'lo dam kamei. You're right. We have to now go back into a whole machlokes. Okay, whole machlokes. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, until now, again, let's chazer outside. Until now, what do we want to say? It says in the Mishnah, "I'm a pelas chatichem yeshli b'adam tameya v'imlav tohira." Rabbi Yomer bengach bengach tameya. So how do we want to be masbir the machlokes until now? It's only a chatich of arba mine damim. When Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said bengach bengach tameya, how will we masbir the Mishnah until this point in time? Rabbi Yehuda is discussing a chatich that's one of the four colors. That is when it's going to be Tumeya. And Rabbanan say Tahira. What?
You go ahead.
And Rabbanan say Tahira. That's where the Machloikis is when it's Arba Mine Damim. Let's say it's not from the Arba Mine Damim. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's going to be Tahira. That cannot possibly be the Pshat. Because it says beferish in the Braisa, if a woman is mapala a chaticha, that is aduma ushechayra. Abihuda says tochayra, explicit. So the common denominator of this whole long chadgayi, the shakavataria, there is no way in the world you can tell me the machlokes in the Mishnah between the Rabban and Abihuda is going where she was mapil a chaticha that was aduma and it was one of the four colors of blood. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it's tamei. It was not one of the four colors. What it would be tohayra, because of a ferish abraisa. Rabbi Yehuda says tamei, even when it's not one of the four colors of blood. So there's no way you can tell me that this is the machlokes of Rabbanan Yehuda in the Mishnah. So now we're back to square one, as if we're just starting the daf all over again. What is machlokes of Rabbanan? Ella, and Rabbi Yitzchak be afshal lebitchasker, but adam kum machlozu yodav bekever. The kever, there's no mesechta gan shas that has so many metaphors like mesechta nida, the prosda, the aliyah, the lul. It's amazing. Every single term in the mesechta is a code word, and what's a code? What is the name seed called? Zera. What does it mean? A seed. What is the grave called? The grave. What is the woman's rechem called? The kever. The kever. So what is that teaching you? That when a person, the woman's womb, the grave, is called the grave.
And the man's
zera. The man's zera is called seed, zera.
Right.
So what are you doing? You're putting seed in a grave.
So what is the mashal?
And the mashal is, when a person is buried, achamev esrim, you're planting a seed. You put up, when a body is put into a grave, it's a plant that will blossom tchias hamesa. Conception is a mashal for techias hamesa. To the megala that when a person leaves this world, in essence, what's happening is a seed is being put into the grave. Just like conception, zera goes into the kever and it sprouts forth a living human being, a creature that's pure. Elokai nishama shnesata tahirihi. Okay, it's tahara. Likewise, achamev eshim. When the mace is put into the kever, the mace is a zera into the kever, and it blossoms and it turns into a living creature. That's tar. That's the metaphor. Okay. You never heard this before?
No.
Well, now you heard it. You heard it here first.
Tonight.
What?
It's worth coming tonight for that.
Okay, there are many metaphors. There's no Masechta Gan Shas, and there's more metaphors than the Masechta Nida. And here's another one. We have this whole single. A woman over here, she kishsa, she has a hard labor, and blood comes, blood drips. She's having a difficult pregnancy, and she's kishsa for 2 days. The day three, she has a mabelas for any of that's mapila, and she does not know what's the shell over here. The shell is
within the 11 days of ziva.
Oh, so it should be a zav or not. So look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, let's go back and read the previous Rashi. It's very, very important. Okay, we'll go one thing up. Psichas kebel herechem. The kebel is called the rechem below dam, the dam later. Dam later. Now, all of a sudden, we're going back to dam later. What happened to dam nida? Didn't we start the Masechet Rashi dam nida?
Right.
Let's see Rashi. Hilkach, le rabbanon ki leka dam tohira.
What is Psichas HaKever? Is he going back to the first case of the Mishnah again?
Hamapelas Chaticha. Exactly. Yes. So therefore, the question over here is that when this woman had a Chaticha, did that Chaticha include the Rechem? Let's see
so
Rashi.
The question is now, there's the Dam later, not Dam neither.
Oh, excellent.
Hilkach?
Hildir Psichas HaKever, Beloy Dam later. Let's see. Hilkach, Rabbonon, Kileka Dam Tohira. There is no Dam Tohira.
Which would be Dam later.
Which
is Kileka Dam Tohira, which would be Dam later.
Kileka Dam Tohira. There's no Leka Dam Tohira. Dam later, fine. Dam later is Dam Tohira.
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly.
Why? She's talking for 14 days for a female. Why is it Dam Tohira? Let's see.
Because they hold Psichas Kevas Pasul below Dam.
No, I think it means Hilkach L'Rabbanan Kileka Dam, comma, Tohira.
Kileka Dam, Tohira. Oh,
comma.
So how come my Gemara, I have a comma in the wrong place?
Oh, you do?
I have commas in my Rashi.
So you have comma, comma, Rashis that don't work.
Let me see the Masechta, because maybe this they have different. They don't put the commas here in this Gemara. They do put commas, but not in this. They put the comma over there. Very good. You made a mistake.
That is why you see.
If you're saying is correct, now you know why they're so against this Gemara. Because you see, they messed me up. Over you see, they put a comma in the Rashi in the wrong place, and they messed up the shot. Below dam. Okay, let's see. Say the below dam. Dam later. Tohira. Very good. I like what you're saying.
The formless mass is considered flesh.
Kilekadam tohira. There's no blood. There's a mistake over this in the word. Kilekadam, there's no blood. Tohira. The four colors. Why?
It doesn't matter what color it is.
And here's the kasha. Why do we say that? Where did the chaticha come from? The chaticha came from the rechem. If it came from the rechem, it has to be. There's got to be some blood there. So where? How come we don't see it? No, so you don't see it. You don't see everything in this world. You think you know everything in this world. You don't see everything in this world. So you didn't see. You didn't see this episode. No. No, you have to see every single episode of the series. So v'anan v'anan v'anan. Rabbi Huda, filo yirukul levone tamei. Why devadei dam acher hava? There's certainly going to be mixed inside other blood that you lost out on. Bananu delechazinon. The efsha lebsichas hakevin beloy dam. Okay. So therefore, if there's going to be a chaticha is an indication that there is psichas hakevin. The chaticha is a clear indication that there was psichas hakevin.
What's about nimuach? Dissolve in the water. Maybe it's not.
What nimoach? Nimoach is only in the case of the yitushim.
That's it.
It's not going to be no. This is not the chatich. Is not going to be nimoach. The chatich is not going to be nimoach, and the blood might be inside. No. Once the chatich and the nimoach doesn't work, the nimoach only works by the case of the saara, the klipa, the yivushim, kimin. This is a real chaticha. The real chaticha is a clear indication that this woman was that there was a psichas hakever. So what's the machlokes? Was there dam? Is it possible for there to be chaticha sakeret b'loy dam, according to the Rabbanan, it's possible. Therefore, if you do not see blood, we have to assume there was no blood. According to Rabbi Huda, no. Once there was chaticha sakeret, we have to assume there was blood. So where is it? You don't see it. No, so that doesn't matter. It is going to be different. Should be tmeya. What should be tmeya now? What's the kash now? She should be tmeya. What? Later, not dam nida. So what about Rashi in the Mishnah? Rashi, the Mishnah is going to the Hava Mino. No, I don't know. You have to see over here. It's Mashal Vid, the Mashal. Bananu Dul Chazin, the Yavshad Dul Tichake Beloidam. It appears now that according to Smahalik in the Gemara, that Rashi was not going with the Smahalik. And then there was a second answer that we didn't go with the beginning, but it was the first Smahalik. And the first Smahalik, the Shal over here was, is this called a piece of blood? Is the Chatiha one shtik dam? And it can be dam nida. Who says we're talking about? A Leda. In the Halamin. That's what Rashi Dam Nida. Now the Gemara says, no, the Chatichah's indication was a Leda. So what's the Dam? It's Dam Leda. Shaila is, but no. We don't see any blood. What? No. Doesn't think so. Why not? Because it's not viable. A Leda has to be a viable child.
The question here really is whether when the kever opens up,
yeah.
Is there always some bleeding or not?
Is there going to be what?
Is there always some bleeding?
Okay.
Even if you don't see it.
So therefore, then that, what about Leda? It seems we said that a chaticha does not qualify as a leida.
As we said before, Mapelas chaticha is not a leida.
It's not a leida. Okay, fine. But you should still be a nida.
The only question is there
blood?
Is it psichas hakever beloy dam or not?
Okay.
So is there dam? Did dam come out?
Right. Correct.
And
correct.
If dam came out, she's a nida, not a
correct.
Psichas hakever, even without a leida.
Correct. Gemara, I don't remember what him. I remember many years ago. This Gemara is a major sugya in women. They have different examinations by doctors. Women goes to a doctor,
yeah.
And they do different things, and they have to do different things. And the shayla over here is no. The shayla is when they do an examination, there is no blood. So the shayla is she's still called a nida. If a doctor does an invasive examination, which opens up the kever, the rechem, whatever that means exactly, does that make the isha into a nida?
That's an unofficial opening. It's not a.
That's the shayla. So you just said a merdik of art. Is that this? That even the rabbanan that said that ain't psichas kever b'loy dam, only natural.
Right.
But let's say it's an artificial type of opening. So you mean mechadish or bam shapaisek? You need to be like a rebelsky to say such a thing. Is that when it's done by a doctor, it's not done naturally? Then we can say that yes, this psichas kever b'loy dam, and the woman is not a nida labala. It's chayvei kresos. You need grace of plates to come in Mechadish in the 20th century when they started with these invasive types of surgery, types of things that they did to women, and they was mamish psichas kever, things that never ever done in history before. And we have a dilemma: does the woman become a nida immediately because of these things? Does she need zayin nikin the ganze maisa? And you're saying a chiddush is that it's artificial. So then we can say that there is psichas kever b'loy dam. Noir of oyim, what you just said. Rabelsky says the simplest form when it comes to animals. If you go and you do a surgery on an animal, you make a hole. You make a hole in the animal. You make a hole in the lung. In order to heal this thing in the stomach, to heal the animal. Ashubi told this to me. Rabelsky holds it's not a trefa. The only time an animal is called a trefa is against a natural hole. But if a doctor, a veterinarian, makes a nekev mefulosh in order to heal the animal, that's not nichlal in Chazal's halacha, the nekev shulchan aruch, the ganze shulchan aruch, you can forget about. A nekev mefulosh. In the ayim. I also hold, if they made the nekev mefulosh in order to do a medical procedure, that does not make the animal into a trefa. Where does it say that? The OU relies upon this, and if the OU does not rely upon this, they can basically shut down half of their kasha, half the business. Because all chol of Yisrael is chol of stam, every dairy product is then treif. Every dairy product today may in fact be treif. If you don't follow the chiddush of Rabelsky. And where's Rabelsky? Where's he get this? Find a Beis Shmuel, find a Mekiva Eger, find Prima Gadim somewhere, and who knows where? Nowhere. It's his chiddush, misvara, and then the semich on this. And because of this, the OU is in operation. People are parnasa. They are parnasa. Half of the fellow. You need grace of place to say such a thing. And you just said the Zelbazach that it's something called psichas kever b'loidam. When it's artificial, it's not natural occurrence. Hear what he just said? The pesach. Right.
Did you ever go to his kever?
Adolsky? Nope. I went when he was alive. Better. Much better.
He's right near my father.
What?
He's right near my father. He's right near Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eliyashiv.
Eliyashiv?
Right there.
I'm in a...
a vayta in the Gemara vayta. So now go to the next Rashi. Next Rashi is kishul shnayim. Besech acharasi meyoyom shveinidul nida v'rosa dam machmas koishi. V'lashlishi pila. The Eliyadas im rosa dam be'oisa leida im la. Now what's the shayla? If she saw dam in that leida, that makes to a zava gedayla.
Can't be a nida.
3 days in a row.
Nida zichem.
Why can't she be a nida? Why is she definitely a zava?
Because 11 days. It's now the 11 days and 11 days. She's a nida. The 7 days a nida old.
She's pregnant.
Oh, not so pashut. You're saying very good. You're saying everything that when a woman becomes pregnant, she first has to become a nida. So no, the answer is no, she doesn't become a nida. So
we
today
nishtan
no.
Yes,
very good question. Nishtan hateva. Nishtan hateva. All the before
she's not pregnant.
This.
She just gave. You had this mass that's not considered.
The woman now is
an animal.
11. Rashi's saying a pelvic is like 11. What do you mean 11 days? She's pregnant. She's pregnant. When it was pregnant, there's no blood altogether. And if she sees blood, she becomes the neither.
We thought she was pregnant, but she's not pregnant.
She is pregnant.
How is she pregnant? Whatever came out wasn't the later. Wasn't even a shilya. It was nothing.
No, it says she did have the apila as a miscarriage.
No, but we just said the word
apila. No, there's a different
that.
Gemara. It's a kasha. No, you're asking for a different sugya, not from the Mishnah. You're asking for a different sugya. With the new sugya, plus on the Tanya, Kinshul Shnayim, the woman is for sure pregnant. A real deal. Yeah. Sonogram shows there's a creature in there. Okay, yeah. There's a real deal. And now she's in the 11 days of Ziva. What are you talking 11 days? What's 11 days of Ziva? A woman who's pregnant doesn't just blow altogether. It's not the whole cycle is bottle. So this is the old Kasha, and the answer is the Nishtan Ateva, that it was very common, Tamar Chazal, a woman who is pregnant can still become a Nida. In fact, a woman who is pregnant can become pregnant again. She could have two babies inside of her.
Right.
One baby is 7 months, and one baby is 3 months. How? Today, the Mitzis, they tell us to an OBJ, they'll laugh at you. You know what you're talking about? You're making up bumbamises. But it's Chazal, the Pershing Chazal, that this was the Mitzis time of Chazal, where people, women were pregnant with two babies at the same time. And it was common, but this is the Mitzis. So here you have to assume, something along those lines, a woman is pregnant. She has a baby, and then for some reason she becomes a nida. Yeah, becomes a nida. Now she becomes a nida. She sees blood for how many days? So she started for 7 days. After 7 days, starts the 11 days, and now she sees blood 2 days in a row. Shemeres yom kineged yom. Now it's day three. Day three. She gives birth. Oh, she gives birth. Wait a minute. Where's the blood? A dry lady. The baby comes out and there's no blood. What?
Now if you say M.C.H.S. Kevin,
so if you talk and say that ain't blood down, so even though we don't see the blood, there is no evidence of blood, but since M.C.H.S. Kevin, 3 days in real blood, Zav Gedoyla, Zayin Nikim, Korbonis, the whole 9 yards, that's it. She's set.
Let's say Shiitake gave birth to...
No chocolate chip cookies over here.
Let's say Shiitake had a real birth, a healthy baby.
Yeah.
And she saw Dam the 2 days before.
Same thing, doesn't matter.
Same thing. She's for 7 days anyway.
It doesn't matter. If she gives birth to a healthy baby, if it's mashma, she still up with blood. Let's say with blood.
Yeah, with blood.
Zav Gedoyla.
And she'll need Zayin Nikim.
Yes. Zayin Nikim. Zayin Nikim.
Even though a typical lady gives birth according to Torah law,
no Zainakim.
Exactly.
7 days, she's Tame for 7 days, 30 days to her, and then she's back in business. Over here, she's going to be when the 33 days are over, or even during the 33 days, she counts right away, she needs Zainakim. So over here, the woman says the blood, it's from 11 days, even though she's pregnant. She's a Nida. It's an unusual case in Nida, and then the 11 days of Ziva, and she sees blood 2 days in a row, then she gives birth, and the same psicha, and the birth is a dry birth, like a dry shchita. Some sheikh, they can take a bird, they like the bird, like a real mumcha, I can show you, they'll do on the bird a dry shchita. They hold the vridin, and they do a perfect shchita.
What do they accomplish with that?
What do they accomplish? Nothing. They make it, they make the bird a treif, because the bird is full of blood, and now you can't even, salting the bird's not going to remove the blood, you have to do tzli. If you do a drive, you go and you hold the vridin on the bird, you do a kosher shchita, then salting the bird is not going to make the bird kosher. There's too much blood. If the blood does not come out of the neck of the animal through the vridin when you do the ma'aser shchita, then we're chayish that there's too much of an accumulation of blood inside the bird. The licha is not going to kosher the bird. You have to sleep.
We spoke about an animal. If you don't do proper drainage of the blood right away.
Right.
Blood,
so the shchita
gets
hard, right? Gets absorbed with the blood.
You say midiraisa after 7 days for a male and 14 days for a female, she's mutter labala.
Yes.
Even if she sees dam.
Yes, correct.
Right. Now it's not true.
She's not tar to go into the Beis Hamikdash.
Not tar to go into the Beis Hamikdash. But nowadays, for sure, it's not true. As soon as she sees dam, no matter what,
she's dam. So it's not the machmim is manazah, but Mikra Adin. So this one over here needs also needs korbanos.
She's also going to the base of Megiddo.
She needs to bring korbanos. She can't eat kachem. She can't come on Pesach. She's mechus to Kippurim. Mechus to Kippurim. Elam and Nevers. We have so a couple of down. Come to the blue. So I need to understand the bright. So kishus to be shnayim and shnayim. Do this revolution with the pila. The ain yoydas my pila does not know how raises suffik leida suffik ziva. In other words, the Rashi have to be masbir exactly because that's what pashut. This whole thing is not so pashut at all. Rashi, harayz of ingliz of ziva, sotik im ziva hi v'chayev is becoming ziva. Maybe what she had a miscarriage on day three was what was pure blood, and she saw blood in days in a row. Sotik im lady, maybe it was a lady v'chayev is becoming lady. Sotik ain't a loy lady v'loy ziva v'ain a lecha carbon no carbon at all. Ketzad. Okay, so in other words, definitely we have three scenarios. She saw blood for sure 2 days in a row. During the 11 days. And then on day three, she had some type of discharge. But we do not know what the discharge is. Maybe if the discharge was in front of us, it would look like a human being. If it would look like a human being, then what would mean? Then what would that mean here? Now here's the interesting part. It's a gilui milsalim. This is a very bichish now. It's a gilui milsalim afreya that the blood that she saw the 2 days until now is not dam ziva. The blood that she saw until now is dam leida. It was all part of the process. Okay, it's all part of the process.
Yeah.
If a woman that no, it doesn't take away, it doesn't.
Ketzad.
Im yalda bashlishi vlad gomor harekan leida viloiz.
We just said a minute ago. We just spoke this out.
Right, but she saw blood in the middle days. No.
She's definitely not.
Not a zava.
Exactly.
I just wanted to clarify. A woman can still be a zava and give birth. In other words, let's say at some point in time before she gives birth. What I said before is not incorrect totally. It is a different context.
Our case,
right, is not irrelevant. If a woman during her cycle of nida, during this being pregnant, becomes a zava gedoyla, she's not mutar labala, and during those 33 days. Okay, she has to have zayin nikiyim. If a woman during her pregnancy, not a miscarriage, she had three discharges of blood in the 11 days of ziva, she's a zava gedoyla.
When are the 11 days of ziva?
After seven days of nida.
But I'm saying, let's say this is the third or fourth month she hasn't seen any dam.
And now she sees dam.
So the first time she sees dam, she
becomes a nida. Yes, correct.
Doesn't matter, doesn't count like these 7, these 11. It's not marked off on a calendar.
No, it's not. The first time a woman sees blood,
it's done
automatically, no matter when. She can have a delay for who knows how long. The first time she sees blood, she's a dam nida. Then what happens? She counts 7 days. Starting on day eight, begins the 11 days of ziva. And during those 11 days, she's 3 days in a row, she's zava gedoyla. Let's say she never got around, she never did a zayinikim. And then she gives birth. So she's always going to be a sura labala, even though she gave birth, until she does the zayinikim. Okay, so just because she's coming up 33 days, where she's scot-free, 33 days are coming around.
So during those 33 days, she still has to be 7 days
yes.
in a row.
She has to have blood. Correct, exactly.
She never did design a can.
Exactly. But that's not our discussion. Our discussion here is the woman is during those 11 days, and she sees blood 3 days in a row, but the 2 days in a row, and the third day she has, let's say for argument's sake, on day three, she gives birth to a Vlad Gomor.
Right.
So now it's a Gilui Milsa that the two maris of blood that she saw the 2 days before is not a chiddush. It's not in halacha called dam ziva of shemeres yom kneg yom and not going to be mitzvah after 3 days to make you zavig gedoyla. Why?
So she was mutar labal.
Was she mutar labal that blood? Very good question. Is that blood? Was she mutar labal when this blood from the part of process of leida? A woman is giving birth, and then it is blood. during that moment in time, is the husband allowed to be with her? I think the answer is no. I think the answer is that dam is now lemafreya dam leida, and dam leida has the same status as dam nida. La halacha, it's not the same thing 100%, but she's tmeya. When a woman, I don't know the answer exactly, but let's see what says in Rashi. Ketzah, okay, third line Rashi. Im yolda b'shlishi, Vlad Gamor.
Right.
Hare kan leida v'leziva. V'afil rasa dam im leida. She saw blood in the leida. Leidasa lahashlim shalashriyos. It doesn't make any sense. The kosh she saw leida. Rachmana tahare. The Torah says the kosh, the blood that she saw the 2 days prior to giving birth.
If she had seen blood 3 days prior.
What?
If she had seen blood 3 days prior, then she has a problem.
Yes, without a leida.
Leida is on the fourth day.
Oh. Laid is on the fourth day. I don't know the answer. I think not. I think it's the same thing. If I'm not mistaken, as long as the dam ultimately leads into a leida, as long as the blood ultimately leads into a leida, then lemafreya, all that dam is toya. 4 days, 5 days, 20 days, 30 days, doesn't make a difference. Over here, we're discussing the smallest number that would smell. Yeah, halacha lemaisa. But the halacha would be the same if it was more than that amount of time. Okay? That's what I believe the case to be over here is. The koishi samach leleida rachmana tahari lekamama perikud b'nes kusim the kiyaz of zoyv dama dama machmas atzma dama a mapik hey dama yeah you hear dama machmas the kiyaz of zoyv dama 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 machmas atzma v'loy machmas vlad v'im lo hoye vlad v'arasa dam im leida asa harei kan ziv gemura let's say she didn't have a vlad. And she saw dam im leidasa. We call it the discharge leidasa. Then hare kan zava gemura. The hashda lav koshi samach leida. It's not a koshi. The ain kan leida. The mloha yevlad. The loyros adam ain kan leida v'leziva. The shnei yom hu de chazoi. But let's say she saw no blood just 2 days. Then it's only 2 days. Therefore, what does she do in this instance? Maybe a carbon. Echol lechol b'kachim b'shema. She brings a carbon. Lechol b'kachim b'shema. Yulidus oizavi hivu v'ein nechol chatas oivashalom. She cannot eat the chatas because it may very well be chulin the azara.
How can you even bring in the first place?
You have no choice because you have to be nach. Because that's why. This is the no win.
That's not the point of the cool.
Right. The shema ain't. The Evshal Lipsicha Kerva, because of who? Why? This is the Tanakama. The Evshal Lipsicha Sakem Boloi Dam. Uvashlishi Lo Chazai Uvlo Nami Loi Havai. Vilkh Carbon Makarbon Malika Schulin Hi Uvinavela. It may very well be an Avela. So, what is
that's the reason why she can't eat it?
Because it was a chatos. And what do you do with the chatos? It's not even so. Because let's say we've been an animal. Lu Yitzu would be an animal and do a shchita. It would be chul mazara. Ushiyav shavli v'mamar no shalim v'lad chul harayim. You got the base machloikis. That's the base machloikis. What carbon does she bring?